Hi, this is the National Finance Committee meeting for Pacifica, the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting. There we go. It's September 29th. This meeting was noticed a week ago, and it was posted on the KPFTX calendar, and its agenda posted at the time indicated that we would be dealing with FY06 budget issues and national accounting policies. The meeting was called in a response to a request by one of the committee members, Marnie Tattersall, who in her email specified the need to follow up on issues we dealt with in the previous call. So that's the reason for this meeting. I sent around an agenda yesterday. Hello?
Oh, did someone call my name? This is LaVarne.
Oh, hi, LaVarne.
Hi.
I sent around an agenda yesterday. The first thing on it is roll call and approval of agenda. Our secretary, Casey McFaul, is not on the line. Jane Gatewood has offered to take notes in her absence. Jane, can you call the roll, please?
Sure. Dadiaco?
Here.
McFaul? Adelson?
Here.
Gatewood here. Williams?
Here.
Hicks? Roberts? Tattersall?
Ooh.
Tattersall?
Here.
Heffley?
Here.
Weinman? Allen? We have six.
Okay, the committee includes 11 people, so six is a quorum. I do want to say that we received a note today that the CFO would not be joining us on the ground, and the interim ED has said the same. Their reasoning is that the meeting was not properly noticed because an agenda wasn't included with the notice of meeting, and we've had an exchange about that. I won't belabor the point. I disagree with their interpretation, and certainly more notice has been given for this meeting than for a variety of meetings that have occurred throughout the last 2 years. In any case, the agenda that I sent around, hold on a second, let me get that, included, here we go.
Don't you read it?
The approval of minutes for 9/18, 9/1/98, 9/16, if available. Status of financial reports, the headcount report, the August financials, etc. CFO report, recommendation of the PMB on budget authorization prior to next PMB in-person meeting. And just to explain, that was related to a request by the CFO indicating that the PNB had to make a ruling authorizing expenditures at the beginning of the fiscal. National accounting policies, 30 minutes, including the one-month reserve, Spanish language programming funding for 20 minutes, and initial planning for a budget calendar and process for FY07 budget, followed by adjournment. We have to be off this call in 1 hour and 40 minutes. So other members of the committee sent around other suggestions for this call. Do they want to make recommendations for changes to the agenda? Is there a motion to approve this agenda before we change it?
This is Jane. I'd like to move that we approve it.
Okay. Discussion on the agenda.
We can eliminate the CFO report.
It does seem that way, yeah.
What else did Marty have in mind?
I will say that I agree that this agenda should include those items that are related to the posted agenda. The posted agenda said FY06 budget and national accounting policy, so it should fall into those categories. Marnie, do you have...
Sure, and I think they do fall into that. One was that significant increases in medical health benefit expenses around the network, and the fact that, to the very best of my knowledge, even with these staggering increases, there is no policy to start including employees to pay some small percentage of the cost of their premiums. So this would be a policy decision, and I think that falls into the budget and or it falls into national accounting policies, even if we does not get implemented ever or doesn't get implemented until 07. I mean, to me, it could get implemented in January 06 on an aggressive timetable, but I think it falls in that way. Then another one that would fall into, again, budget, I think mostly budget, I guess it's not an accounting policy, that there should be a written policy that Pacifica does not pay anyone to pitch during on-air fund drives. This is a new issue in the 06 KPFA budget. We did it on our nine-hour marathon, and I believe that there should be a network-wide policy on it. I believe this is an unprecedented situation in the history of Pacifica, although I do not have deep, deep knowledge the way other people do. Another one that is budget and accounting policy related, but mostly budget, that there should be a policy that no raises or bonuses are given during a fiscal year if they have not been specifically budgeted without very special transparency and approval of the NFC and or higher as may be warranted. Then I have issues on accounting policies in terms of a template used for reporting the forecasted P&L financials.
I'm sorry, could you slow down? What was that in the last one?
It's accounting policies. And has to do with a template used for reporting the forecasted P&L financials must now include a column to show prior year actuals, current year budget, which they do more or less, but also the recent quarterly approved forecast, because on our nine-hour call, we voted that we should have quarterly forecasts that do get approved all the way up and up the ladder. Then another item was a template should be used for reporting the current month and current year-to-date P&L financials that also includes this new approved
Hello?
Forecast.
Hello, this is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the call.
Jake, okay, sorry about it. I was on another call, and then I tried
Great.
The other number.
Thanks. Welcome. Can you note, Jane, that Teresa
yes,
arrived?
Yes, I have it. Uh-huh.
So go ahead. We're just approving the agenda and discussing the agenda. Marnie is going down a list of items.
Thank you.
National accounting policies, that the balance sheet template for reporting out balance sheet results must start to include comparison to prior quarter and prior year end at the very least. As we all know, right now we get a balance sheet that just has a particular month's balances on the balance sheet, and we have no frame of reference for how that compares to a prior quarter or a prior year end. And that's really important for us to make informed discussions and decisions. Another idea I have about national accounting policies is that month-end closes must get completed and circulated to the NFC within 25 days of the calendar month end. I think right now it's more like about 40 days or so. Usually one month has ended, another month has ended, when we finally get the results. Like I was hoping I might...
Marnie, if you could focus just on it as an item, and then we'll deal with the content during the agenda item.
Okay, sure. Another one, it might be budget related, is, and this is my final, that I believe we should consider a new policy where new union contracts should at least be reviewed by the NFC before they are signed. I'm concerned that KPFA will have a signed union contract any day now with no LSB or NFC members any the wiser until after the fact.
Okay. Well, I would say that I think what we should do is I mean, it sounds to me like many of these issues are things that we're obviously not going to get done on this call, and what we should do is organize an approach to addressing them. I think the ones on reporting during reforecasting certainly fall within, you know, the national accounting policies that were noticed. And the rest of it I think we can deal with during those sections. So what would you think if we reset Spanish language programming funding and make that item just be remaining FY06 issues, budget issues, and then under that we can deal with each of those things that we consider to be related to the FY06 budget? Is that acceptable?
Jane?
Jane?
I know you don't need a second. I was just saying I second that.
Okay. So the way the agenda is now, we first deal with approval of minutes, then recommendation to the PNB on the budget authorization in the interim period between now and the the approval of the budget. National accounting policies for 30 minutes, FY06 budget, I guess we can grant that 30 minutes, and then initial planning for the budget calendar and process for the FY07 budget, and then followed by adjournment.
Good.
Is any objection to going forward on that basis? Okay, hearing none. Next thing, we have approval of minutes. The 9:18 minutes were circulated on 9:19 by Casey and again yesterday by me. Is there a motion to approve the 9:18 minutes?
That on the 9:18, there were two words repeated twice when it came to KPFA. Maybe that's been fixed.
I don't know. You can specify that be corrected.
Want to get the motion first and then the corrections table.
Good idea.
I move that we approve the minutes of the September 18th, 2005 National Finance Committee meeting.
Okay. Do you have a motion to amend them, Marnie? I'm
trying to find it. It's just
I have
two words that were repeated.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Teresa.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Hi.
We're waiting for Marnie to give us.
I have something until Marnie.
I'm sorry. All of
you can help me.
Oh, I didn't understand that.
I wondered if I was connected.
Go ahead, Brody.
Let me see. Patty's motion to amend the WBAI budget. The increase in CPB funding is $27,770 as opposed to $20,770.
Okay. Did you get that, Jane?
Getting it. Patty's motion to amend was
$27,770.
$27,770,
right.
Not
right. $20,770.
Okay.
Oh, I found it. Oh, good.
Very good.
It's the main motion as amended. The National Finance Committee recommends the GM develop and present an 18-month plan to reduce, and then the words to reduce are repeated a second time, and then the words salaries as a percentage of listener support.
So strike the redundant
yes.
phrase to reduce.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Anything else? Okay. Hearing no further discussion, is there any objection to approving these minutes as amended? Hearing no objection, they're adopted. I have not seen or do not know of the minutes for the other dates I've listed. So I think we should continue to table September 1st, 8th, and 16th.
I have the 16th, and they're not ready. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So would someone like to make a motion to table 9-1, 9-8, and 9-16 approval?
Motion to table.
Until our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, great. Is there any discussion on that? Oh, it's not discussable? No. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, that's tabled. So the next thing is the recommendation to the PNB on budget authorization prior to the next in-person PNB meeting.
We had status of financial reports, headcount report.
Oh.
August financials, et cetera, 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was we were supposed to get that from the CFO.
Okay.
Basically, we haven't received any financials that I'm aware of since what were called the preliminary July financials. Is that correct? So we're still awaiting...
That sounds right.
We're still awaiting the August financials. The headcount data that we were supposed to be provided quarterly hasn't been provided.
Dave, did we ever do the June statement officially?
Yeah, we did. We did review them, but it was a cursory review because of the other budget issues we were dealing with. I mean, I still have issues around FSRN monies, but I think that given tonight's agenda, we should, if you have issues around reviewing June further, we should put that on on the October 13th agenda.
Right, I can do it. Okay.
So that deals with, does anybody else have any information or comment on the status of financials?
I think we received it July.
Right, but I think Baruti's point was the June one is the quarterly meeting that we should
have. Right, I understand that. I'm just saying that he did send out the July. I understand what Baruti said. We've talked about that a number of times, and we still have not gotten satisfaction on it, but yes.
That'll be on the October 13th agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then let's move the agenda. The next item is this recommendation of the PMB. So I'd just like to quickly read for the record Lonnie's email to Ambrose, which was CC'd to the board. Greetings all. As a consequence of the missed board meeting, the 2006 network budget has not been, has not reviewed and or approved by the PMB. I assume he means has not been reviewed or approved by the PMB. Therefore, technically, no authorization currently exists to expend, network funds beginning October 1st, 2005. Our current budget was approved for FY ending September 30th, 05. The options are, one, do nothing and carry on until the board meets in October or November, thereby postponing the beginning of the fiscal year expenditures. Or two, authorize the staff to follow the currently proposed staffing and fringe benefits for 2006 as recommended by the Finance Committee for a period of 1 month. Our recommendation, authorize the staff to expend monies under the new staffing and fringe benefits budget for a period of 1 month or until the board meets to review and formally approve the FY06 budget. Rationale, one, union contract arrangements and salaries begin at October 1st, 2005. To delay would cause problems. Two, paying out old rates on items like insurance, workers, comp, etc. is not practical and vendors would be very upset. Three, there's currently not enough time to delay scheduled payments that begin, which begin October 1st, 2005. So that was his memorandum. It's open for discussion, and if people would like to make a motion, they're free to do so.
What date, may I ask, was that sent, please?
I received it yesterday at 12:08 p.m. And just an interesting side note, I believe it's being asked that this be included on the agenda of tonight's special PNB meeting. And surprising, since there have been issues raised by the CFO and the ED about agenda items and notices of meetings. But
is it possible that that document you just read only went to PNB members and therefore the treasurers did not get it?
It went to the Pacifica National Board, it went to the general managers, and it went to other people it looks like to the business managers.
Dave, this is Teresa. Isn't it saying that this is what the Finance Committee recommends?
No, it's saying that we should accept for 1 month provisionally what the Finance Committee recommended.
Okay, but we haven't recommended anything yet.
Well, we did vote to recommend the FY06 budget as described on our last meeting.
Well, does that sound okay to the committee?
I just asked Dave, do you mind sending that memo to the treasurers, please?
Not at all. I'll send it to the National Finance Committee group, and I will CC it to your SBC Global account.
Well, National Finance gets to SBC Global. I'll be fine.
Okay, so
I didn't get that. I didn't get it myself.
It was sent to the PMB list.
I know, and I don't. All I see is forward proposed agenda, and it doesn't. I don't read it there.
I did get it.
It's in brackets. It says forward budget fiscal year authorization issues.
Oh, there it is. By Lonnie.
Yeah. But what it is it's forwarded correspondence from Ambrose. He was writing this to Ambrose and forwarded it to us. So the issue is, what does this committee think is best to recommend?
think number one myself. Oh, I've been Patty here. Reason.
And your reasons for that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what Patty said.
Patty's recommending option one. Option one is basically continue. Hold on a second, I will get it. Option one is do nothing and carry on until the board meets in October or November, thereby postponing the beginning of fiscal year expenditures. So that means basically any expenditures that would happen would, I guess, be considered prior fiscal expenditures. And the budget, I don't know if we can
do that for the salary items. You know, the people would have to get paid. That would be a problem.
Well...
I think it's an issue of where it gets, the payments are still going to go out. It's a question of which fiscal they're assigned to. In other words, I'm getting the impression that what is intended by that is, well, I don't know. I don't know enough about the technical details to say. Do other people
Patty?
With more experience know? Go ahead, Patty.
This is LeVar.
It's not really clear. What is basically, though, the first one is does not approve all these new spendings and everything until the board meets and does something about it. Part two is allows the staff to follow the proposed staffing and benefits for two as recommended by the finance committee for a period of 1 month. But what we've done in the finance committee hasn't been passed by the national board, so that would mean in a way that the finance committee is in charge of the network's finances.
LeVarne?
This is LeVarne. That's not very clear because, I mean, to suggest that you would call something out to include and not include it in the next fiscal year is just, it's like I said, it's not very clear. If Lonnie has some expenses that he know that will change or need to be approved for increases that are different from this FY05, perhaps he should have included that in his letter. It can't be that many changes. I think he mentioned something about insurance. He needs to say specifically what it is. And then, basically, you can the foundation is not going to shut down on September the 30th. I mean, that's the whole thing is very unclear and very... it's just unclear, and it doesn't make really good sense in terms of suggesting that things would have to go into the same fiscal year if the budget had not been approved. That the expenses, we've had this conversation before, and Marnie kind of alluded to that when she was talking about the close, that reporting should be done within 25 days after the month end, and that the close shouldn't last for 25 days. So... basically, all expenses, should end on September 30th. You make some accruals, but it does not go over into the next fiscal year. That is not correct.
Well, is it your impression by his language? Because that was my interpretation of what it meant. But am I? Do you?
It was so unclear that I didn't even go into that direction. It just didn't make very good. Clear to me, and if there are specific items that he know that we need to approve changes, for example, salary increases, he talked about a union contract, he should state what those things are, and it can't be that many. But the expenses just continue, they don't just stop, particularly when he's made sure that, we've talked about having the reserve there to cover the expenses.
Other discussion?
Isn't there the meeting after ours is the PNB meeting, right?
Yes.
Correct.
So we could come up with a recommendation, theoretically, that could be communicated to the PNB.
Yeah, that was one of the points, although, it's strange that they're arguing about they're not attending because of the noticing of this agenda, they being Ambrose and Lonnie, and yet I think they plan to attend and even propose consideration of an item not on the posted agenda of tonight's meeting. So I don't know what will happen. But I think, given its urgency, we'll do the logical thing and consider it. So, yes, short answer.
Yes.
Yes.
Theoretically, if we come up with a solution, it could be passed by the PNB when the meeting starts this evening.
Well, during the meeting, yes.
During the meeting, I should say, yes.
Right.
If we're saying that the budgets that we put forth, that's what we're recommending that the foundation follow for 1 year, then we could follow the suggestion that we take 1 month of that and ask the PNB to authorize the staff to use, you know, 1 month of the budget that we're proposing for the following year.
Yeah, and I disagree with your comment, Patty, that that's giving the control to the Finance Committee. It's not. The National Board is basically assigning that by its choice. It's not being arrogated by the committee. It's being granted the committee's judgment by the board, given the circumstances.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. You know, maybe I wasn't. It just seemed like it was asking us to make the decision a little bit here, which I'm fine with. I'll make the decision. Give them to me.
Okay. Well, so what do other people think? Do we need any further discussion? We basically heard two proposals. One is option one, and the other is option two.
Well, I agree with Lavarne that it's absolutely, one would never put October expenses into September. That's Baruti, the CPA, he'll concur, you don't do that.
Well, maybe that's not what's intended. Maybe that's a mistake of interpretation.
Yeah, that was Dave's interpretation.
That's just my interpretation of what that language means. Let me read it again, because you people are more experienced than I. The options are do nothing and carry on until the board meets in October or November, thereby postponing the beginning of the fiscal year expenditures. And the rationale is against doing that is union contracts, arrangements, and salaries begin at October 1st, 2005. To delay would cause problems. Two, paying out old rates on items like insurance, workers' comp, et cetera, is not practical, and vendors would be upset. So I think what he's saying is, in absent our approval, we just continue to spend within the approved FY05 framework. But I don't know what it means to say postpone the beginning of fiscal year expenditures. If expenditures are being made, then what does that mean?
I'm not clear on that one either. So I think we've got to decide basically what spending guidelines are we going to put out there. Are we going to have them work within the guidelines for 05-06? What we recommended, or the other option is you work within the 04-05 budget guidelines. To me, those are really the only two options. You know, sort of extend last fiscal year in terms of spending levels, or go to the new spending levels, which in some cases are higher, some cases are lower for 05-06, which I would recommend. We just go with the 05-06 because that's basically what we recommended to the PNB anyway. So it's basically an interim approval until they get a chance to look at the full budget, but something to get us going for the fiscal year.
Well, we could have a motion at any time.
Oh, okay.
It's one option or the other.
I make a motion that the NFC recommend that the PNB approve 1 month spending at the 2005-2006 spending levels.
I don't think that's what you were saying before. You were saying before they should approve it at the FY06 levels as approved by the NFC.
Right. I didn't add as approved by the NFC. As approved by the NFC. But basically spending at the levels that we recommended the PNB to consider for the
FY05,
2005-2006 fiscal year. FY06 fiscal year.
I think we should specify FY06 rather than say 05-06 because in this context that could be ambiguous.
Okay. FY06 spending levels.
Okay, is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, hearing.
I liked when Baruti this morning, when Baruti said interim approval or something. I don't know if that still works, but Baruti used in some word like interim, and I thought that made sense at the time he said it.
Yeah, we could call it an interim spending plan.
Jane, can you read the motion that you have down?
I didn't quite get it. It was a lot like Lonnie's written recommendation. The NFC recommends the authorized staff to expend monies for a 1 month period
based on the FY06 budget.
Recommendations by the NFC.
Yes. Can you...
Want me to type it up real
quick?
Can
you say it one more time, Baruti?
Well, let me type it up real quick, maybe. Let me... Then I can... it'll be easier rather than saying off the top of my head. 1 second.
Hello?
Yeah, 1 second. I was trying to just type it up so I could read it and it would flow a little smoother.
Yeah, do you want to say something, Teresa?
No, but sometimes it goes so quiet I think I'm disconnected.
Leaving space for people to speak if they choose to.
I hope we're finished with this meeting by the PNB time.
We will definitely stop at the time the PNB meeting starts. Not quit. We will adjourn. Never quit. I think, by the way, that we hold the record for committee meeting length, possibly in the history of Pacifica.
No.
There was a committee that met longer?
There was a committee that met longer with an attorney's legal assistant on the phone. It was a bylaws meeting, and the subject included a lot of race and nationality stuff. I offered to be service secretary, and then they started really heavy cut and pasting of bylaws. I mean, like, if you didn't have a split screen, I mean, you were really in trouble. And Otis made me a copy on CDs. There were 9 CDs of...
Oh, well, so we're an also-ran.
It was like 13 hours.
Okay, well...
We definitely came close.
But that was before the new bylaws were approved,
that's
right?
That's true.
Okay, so...
let me see if this... How does this sound?
Okay.
The NFC recommends that the PNB authorize the station's national office and archives to spend for the month of October amounts equal to 1/12 of the fiscal year 06 budget.
Send that to me.
But I think was that the original motion?
No, but I think it's saying the same thing.
1/12? Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The month of October, I guess I'd have to look at the months in terms of if it's October, how many days, or a light month versus the... I mean, like I said, my position is the whole thing is very unclear, and unless Lonnie could explain what he meant by this, I'll have to abstain on the whole thing.
I also think, Baruti, it should include the language that says that these were... as recommended by the National Finance Committee, and the FY06 budget as reviewed and recommended by the National Finance Committee.
Okay.
Ms. Patty?
Go ahead.
Don't our budgets, isn't it 13 months with the 1 month proviso? So are we spending 1/13 of the budget or 1/12 of the budget?
1/13, she's correct.
Oh, why?
Well,
one-third.
Actually, he means 1/12 of the expenses.
Expenditures, yes, 1/12 of the expenditures. Equal to 1/12 of the expenditures.
Baruti, can you email that out? Uh-huh. Or
well,
read
let
it
me make sure
time?
I got some consensus before I send it out. I'll read it again one more time.
That's actually maybe an authorization for more spending than we approved. Because, for example, the national office has some salary positions that don't hit until later in the year.
Somebody else come online?
So we'll just say authorize them to expend their budgeted expenditures for the month of October?
Yeah, the expenditures is reflected for October in the FY06 budget as reviewed and approved by the NFC.
Instead of the 1/12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, all, Sandy here. Just.
Yeah, I thought we heard you come on there.
Well, you did.
Yeah, that's your beep is recognizable.
Well, it's what they told me downtown.
So, you know, we're right now considering what to do about the issue that Lonnie raised with the PMB about needing to have some kind of authorization for expenditure between now and when the FY06 budget is approved, because
okay.
the fiscal year is ending. And
yep.
the motion before us is Baruti's. You want to read it again, Baruti?
Well, 1 second. Let me get this to you. 1 second. But I continue to explain to Sandy.
Sandy, they just sent it out to the treasurer, so if you're at your computer, you might see the letter that Lonnie sent.
I did read that, yes.
Okay.
And basically, Baruti's motion is Lonnie's option two, which is have the board authorize spending according to the NFC-approved budget for 1 month.
Okay. Thank you. I think I'm up to speed. I actually follow that.
And we're just waiting for Baruti to put the finishing touches so we can read the motion. And for what it's worth, just from a technical point of view, while he's doing that, since there's not a Finance Committee report on tonight's agenda, then if the issue is raised and considered, I will just note that the Finance Committee reviewed the issue and what their our recommendations were.
So you're saying you're not going to bring it up unless it's brought up?
Well, if the item is put on the agenda and being considered, then I will indicate what the committee has done as part of the discussion. But there's no NFC report on tonight's agenda, and it is it is a special meeting of the board, so special meetings need to stick to the posted agenda items.
But you don't think this is important enough that we try to put it on the agenda if it's not already on?
I am personally going to allow the executive director and the CFO to use their judgment about the notice requirements, since they've raised issues on it, and I'll abide by whatever they do. If people would like me to do other, you can, you know, request that I do something else other than that.
Okay, let me see if this is. The NFC recommends that the PMB authorize the station, national office, and archives to expend for the month of October the amounts included in the FY06 budget for October as reviewed and recommended by the NFC.
Yep.
That sound close enough?
Good enough for government work. So
it's a funny way of putting that.
Yeah, I know. Is there any further discussion?
And I'll email it to the committee. I'll repeat it again. The NFC recommends that the PNB authorize the station, national office, and archives to spend for the month of October the amount included in the FY06 budget for October as reviewed and recommended by the National Finance Committee.
Okay, hearing no further, unless there's any further discussion, then I will move to a vote. Is there any objection to adopting this motion?
Yeah, this is Lauren. I abstain on that.
Okay, then can you call the roll, Jane?
Yes. Ediaco?
Yes.
McFaul? Adelson?
I'll abstain.
Gatewood? Yes. Williams?
Abstain.
Hicks, Roberts, Tattersall?
Okay, yes.
Heffley?
Abstain.
Heineman?
Yes.
I just voted.
Allen?
Well, I'm kind of concerned because none of the national board members are taking a stand on this. Is this a trick?
No,
I'll
it's
say
not.
Yes.
I shall not give an answer to that.
See how they set me up on that, too? They had to put that motion out there.
All right, we have 5 yeses, 3 abstains. The motion carries.
Great. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is, let me get back over there, national accounting policies. And Marnie's raised some stuff in the agenda. I raised the issue of the one-month reserve, and if it's all right with people, I'd like to just raise that issue here for the record. The issue is that right now, that the mandate regarding the 1 month calls for stations, all units, to have accumulated by the end of the fiscal 1 month's reserve worth of expenses, and the rationale is to meet expenses during the coming month, among other things. And the way it's, as you all know, we account for 1 month, the 1 month number, is by showing an excess of revenue over expenditure in each fiscal in the bottom line after the cash and capital budget. And the problem with that is that it doesn't account for units that start the year in a deficit position because, or debt position, because by the end of the year you can have accumulated, you can have raised 1 month's more money than you spent and still not have a 1 month's reserve if you owed it and had to pay it out. So I think that's an issue. It is an issue in this year's budget because the last financial forecast I saw, the cash forecast from Lonnie, which was distributed several months ago, showed the national office in a negative position, $66,000, I believe, in the hole. So at the end of the year, it may, the national office in the bottom line shows a one-month excess, but that doesn't translate to 1 month's cash. So I think that as a committee, we need to address how the 1 month reserve is accounted for.
This is LaVarne. I think that, I looked at all the stuff that Lonnie had sent out, and I think he attempted to explain some of the reserve, but again, it's not clear. I think what we need is like a little box that show which line item it is and whether it goes in the reserve, or whether it goes toward the operating expense, and whether that is the reserve that we should actually have on the balance sheet. But the other issue I've had with this, and I've talked about this forever, is that if it's truly a reserve, I don't understand why we're not taking a twelfth of that, from hidden expense and taking that to the balance sheet each month if it's a true reserve. And otherwise, what we're doing is we're just showing this surplus to show how well we've done, and then claim that this is a reserve, too. So it's either surplus, which in a not-for-profit goes to the balance sheet, but if you're really demanding that it goes there, it should go there on 1/12 should go to the reserve, to the balance sheet each month, I think. But, see, and the whole thing is just, the whole thing is very unclear and not laid out. And I think that the idea that Jane had circulated that we have all advocated forever is that we need, we need the whole team together to go down, sit down with the treasurers, business managers, finance, NFC, and any PNB directors who would like to attend, to sit there and go over each one of these issues so that all of us will be on the same balance sheet, we'll all have the same chart of accounts, and then we can have some consistency and some level of clarity in the finance, and that's what's lacking. And we need definitions, we need clarity, we need consistency.
Well, I think that if we're going to get to that, this committee is going to have to lead that effort, and I think the way that would happen would be for a working group on this topic to come up with a recommendation and to invite others to attend. Invite board members and interested others to attend.
We have attempted to do this with our little working groups, and each time our charter and the working groups were always changed somehow. And in particular, we were talking about transfers and how we would do that, and then we were told that we were going to receive, for example, which this was just one of the things, like the ARC charts and stuff, and some of that was being taken on within the national office. But again, all of these issues, we need to just lay them out, and that the questions remain. And also just in terms of finance process, I've had lots of questions in terms of documentation when there are transfers back to the stations. We don't need a spreadsheet. You need the actual document, statement, invoice to show what is being charged, and then you can show a spreadsheet in terms of the percent that goes to each station. But that's not done. So it's just basic financial process where we need the transparency, we need the clarity, and then we won't have the questions, and we won't have to go over this each meeting that we have.
Hey, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Didn't we, when we met, I thought we had come to a formula, an agreement as to how this reserve was going to be calculated, which would have taken into consideration the fact that where a station may have started at the end of the prior year or an entity may have started at the end of the prior year. In other words, we were looking at it at that point in time, not so much isolating what happened during that particular fiscal year, but looking at a station's balance sheet at the end of the fiscal year and say, okay, you've met the 1 month, you have 1 month excess or 1 month reserve because your cash exceeded these particular items by a particular dollar amount.
Right. What Bertie's talking about was a working group meeting that included him, me, and Lonnie. And what we worked on was a definite, and Ambrose was sitting in on that, a definition of surplus. And that the definition we agreed on was the September balance sheet, cash in bank, plus I think it was, I don't know if we included receivables, but minus the accounts payable at that point. And we excluded legal debt from the, I think it was cash in bank plus receivables.
Hey, just a quick question. Did you guys send out a spreadsheet to show this? Do all of us, it was as part of his...
I circulated it, and then to Lonnie, Ambrose, me, and Broody. Then we raised it on the subsequent finance committee call, and what Lonnie said was we had originally included receivables in that, and he said there was a little bit of problem in the calculation of receivables. That's where we left it.
All of it is still hanging out. That's the whole point.
Yeah,
I think that all of us, I think all of us feel that way, that everything is left hanging. It's not, and, you know, you can't go to even just on file a little book that says, you know, this is the process. That's what we need. And we do need a working group because we need that to happen. But, you know, it's difficult for us to, you know, we can get our input, but in terms of pulling this together, you know, we would think that there would be a process or procedures there in the national office where at least the skeleton of this process, we could go to it. And that's basically what we're looking for, and to have some that type of procedure book
so that we can
have it online too.
What we can do is in the Yahoo group, we can have a folder, and as we do each of these things and approve them, we can post it there so there'll be a running record. That's a great idea.
But the whole budget preparation process sort of overwhelmed all these little working groups.
Right.
Not overwhelmed, but sort of made everything else secondary.
Right.
And now that that's done, I think the priority should be to go back to these working groups and finish up some of this stuff. I mean, it's...
Good idea.
I know folks are complaining about the number of meetings, but it's just, there's a lot to be done. And
I mean, it's... Yeah, and...
We're not complaining. I don't hear us complaining. But I don't want to make it sound like the committee members are complaining, but there are complaints. But
well, it's hard to work in an environment that's undefined, that's loose, that changes with each meeting, and that's what I think all of us are hitting our heads against. But because of your background, we need that in order to operate. So that's why we're still here. That somehow. That carrot or that goal, if we reach that goal, then maybe I'll feel fulfilled with this process. But, you know, we're still working toward that goal, to some process that you can turn to and see it there, and that is consistent across time.
Well, in the interest of time, I think we should go to the other issues. I'll say this. I will send... I will resend to the committee, the full committee. I'll make sure it's sent to everybody what I sent out as a result of our agreements, and we can ask Lonnie for his comments. As I said, he said there's a little bit of an issue with figuring out receivables in that calculation. It was originally there. Then once we have a definition of surplus, we can start talking about a policy in terms of that specific defined quantity called the surplus, and we could make a recommendation that the policy be specify that amount be equivalent to or greater than a 1 month, and that should clarify things. If there's no objection, I think we should go on to Marnie's issues in the interest of time. Go ahead, Baruti.
One quick thing about working groups in general. I think that we need to, and I don't want to put it on the chairs, but we need to all kind of get back to you as to where, remind you where we are with our working groups so that we can kind of reprioritize and just put together a working group's calendar.
Yeah.
Out of this budget is over, we can put a, together a working group's calendar so, you know, we can get new deadlines, fresh deadlines and stuff like that.
So, Jane, could you mark down the recommendation that the agenda for the next meeting include a budget item called Establishing Working Group Calendar?
And also, Dave, can we just add, like, I mean, a timeline for all major finance activities from the national office, because that also needs to be done. Because at that time, we hopefully will review the calendar for the 07 budget.
Okay, so maybe it should be generalized.
Let me read that back, that we have a recommendation that the next meeting include an agenda item for establishing a working group calendar.
Yeah, but let's change that to a finance committee and working group calendar. So basically we'll include the issues that LaVarn just raised in that as part of that agenda item. Is that okay, LaVarn?
Yeah, that's great.
Jane, you know, I just realized that I had a question about the information that Lonnie sent around in that we just got today in the CFO report as it relates to this budget. I mean, I was thinking in the back of my mind that it's going to be very difficult, I think, for the PMB to handle this, the recommendations that are coming forward without some clarity on this. Because as I read through the CFO report, I got extremely confused, and I've been doing my best to really understand this for a whole year. And I was thinking that there's really a lot of potential confusion around the recommendations. But I did have a big question about something that was included in that CFO report. So I'd like to kind of throw that to the end of the agenda if we have time for it.
Yeah, I'm seeing this crazy analysis of KPFK cash where he's arguing that we end the net savings left at the end of FY07 is $40,000 for KPFK.
Right. Well, it's not
true.
Not only that, which I just thought I can see that's going to raise a lot of problems. But basically, the way that he calculated the income as for in the budget FY06 compared with the projected actual FY05, it made sense. Basically, what he called a variance, or what I would call a change, you know, it made sense. The increases in income resulted in a positive number on the right side. But when it came to the expenses, I believe that we actually have more expenses in FY06 than in FY05. But because his formula, I mean, unless I'm reading it completely wrong, and I wish somebody else would read through it very carefully, but it appears that he's showing an increase in expenses as a negative change or variance, as he calls it. And I think that's not correct. I think that we actually have an increase in expenses in the FY06 budget. And I wish somebody else could proofread that, because that's
Are you
really
talking about page 4 of 14 in his CFO report, draft budget FY206?
Summary charts, budget items, expense.
Yeah, I don't have it with me, but that sounds right. I printed
I'm
it out and read it today. And
I'd like to speak to that. In general, a negative variance has brackets around it, and a positive variance does not. So these are all negative variances, and that's why they have the brackets around them.
I know, but in...
But what she's saying is that he's saying that the budget FY06 has bigger expenses than the actual FY05, right?
That was the way I read it.
That is the case.
And the variance has brackets around it.
Right. So he's saying
that's
we're spending $400.
It depends on which side of the balance sheet you're reading from.
Right, and that's why I wanted somebody else to look at it. Marnie, the way it looks to me is that we actually have more expenses in FY06 than 05, but his text suggests that we have less expenses, 3% less expenses.
Oh, okay.
And that does not appear to be true based on the just the numbers as I looked at them.
Okay. You were talking about the text, not the chart.
Well, both. I mean, because the chart suggests that it's less expenses, but it's really, it looks like it's more expenses to me, but because...
Yes, he says, in fact, he says right there, expenses are down between the 2 years by $460K or 3%, but it's actually the other direction. It's 3% increase, according to his chart. That you're right, Jane.
And in general, the pattern or the practice is that a negative variance has brackets around it and a positive variance does not.
But if it's a negative change of expenses, it still should, I mean, if it's a reduction in expenses, it should still have brackets, right?
Oh, if it's a reduction in expenses, it would not have brackets.
Yeah,
he
did it correctly in the chart. It has brackets. It's an increase in expense, and the variance is listed as $460,000 in brackets.
Okay.
And that's a negative 3% variance. And then down below in the text, third line under the chart says expenses are down between the 2 years by $460K or 3%, which is the reverse of what's the case.
And I mean, I'm willing to accept that logic that the chart is actually displayed correctly, but the cash and capital section then has no, I have no basis for knowing what those brackets mean or don't mean because I don't know what that balance sheet, you know, different items. In any case, the main issue was that the text seemed to be contradictory with the raw numbers, regardless of whether they're displayed correctly.
That's true. Good catch.
I could step in, and I've only just printed this off and only just reading it, but on page 7, where Station Analysis, a quick look at their budget for fiscal year 06, he says KPFA is in a retrenchment year and has made difficult budgetary decisions. Congratulations to them and the staff for tackling those difficult issues. That is a comment that Lonnie made about a month ago in a CFO report, and at that time that was accurate. However, the final budget that came made no difficult decisions, and so to me that is an old sentence that sounds good, that has been thrown in with the KPFA budget, and it's very, very inaccurate. And
yeah, this is Lauren. I actually sent
Lonnie
a little note to ask exactly what he was speaking about, and I did not receive a response on that.
Are you finished?
Good. Well, LaVarne and I are on the same page, and I didn't know that she had sent him a note, and thanks for sending. Thanks for reading, LaVarne, because, yes, she and I are saying the same thing.
Right.
That wording there is not accurate to the budget that finally came out and that finally went through NFC.
Can I ask a question? You know, there is time now, and it might make sense for the NFC to try and construct a narrative report as well rather than just a chair's report. And I think since each of you guys have looked at it, maybe what we could do is if people will review the CFO report and the budget and then make comments, we could aggregate that into a report and then at our October 13th meeting could vote to adopt that report as the report of the committee. And I'll get my comments together too on the overarching thing and then we can present a similar narrative which could be presented at the meeting. Would people be willing to do that?
Sounds wise to me.
Sure.
This is Jane. I agree with that notion.
Okay. So
I have a concern.
Go ahead.
I have a concern about the email that Lonnie sent out today, and I have to speak up here. Part of the process that we're going through is, well, all of the process has to be collaborative, or it really doesn't work out too well. We've seen that time and time again. And I've got some deep concerns about Lonnie's lack of attendance this afternoon and the reasons given. And I think we're proceeding down a path here that's going to lead to, ultimately, to deeper divisions. I don't see this as being collaborative. I think if we want to write a report, it should be a single report. The report should be from Lonnie and from the NFC, period, not two reports. This is coming off like a minority opinion.
Well, I guess I understand what you're saying, but in fact, it's a majority opinion. and that it would be voted on by the committee as a whole, and Lonnie's a committee member. We just heard people say that they're in disagreement with statements the CFO is making. If you look at the CFO's report, there are just things in there that are frank distortions. He's claiming that at the end of FY07, given this budget, KPFK's savings will have dwindled to $40,000, which it's just false.
Wait, before you continue, I don't mean to be rude, but do you think that's intentional? Do you think
I'm
this is something that Lonnie is going out to do intentionally mislead folks?
I have no way of attributing what the nature of it is. I can just say what the fact of the matter is, and we have a responsibility to the board to try and present as accurate a picture as possible.